song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
What?
Well, you're back. We're happy to have you back. You're the leader. You're the leader of this dang thing.
Wasn't that pretty much like the show was the last four days?
No, au contraire, Bonsoir.
Not much going on.
No, we got her. We got her, Dad.
I was told not to listen.
That's some fun.
Don't go back and listen. They said, forget about it.
No, that's not true.
Number two fan said, forget about it.
Oh, number two fan. Was he even coherent last week?
He was looking spiffy last night when I got back, so that was special. I can't believe he didn't want to go to the Elton John concert. 1-888-455-ESPN. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis. We've got Merritt. We've got Derek. We've got a whole host of folks in here. And it's just a small studio and it's very warm. But it's June 1st. And we are here in June. And we've got basically pretty wide open today. We don't have much coming in off the end of May on the local scene. All the high school stuff finished up while I was gone. I want to touch on some things while I was away. The NBA Finals have been set since we were away. NHL got going while we were away as far as the finals this weekend. A lot of other things that we will touch on. And obviously June's not starting off on a great note personally for Tony, myself, and a lot of folks. And we will touch on that a little bit later on in the show as well, because that's more of a somber note. But I guess right now I jot down a few story ideas this morning, and I look at what's going on, and I'm just glad there's still a show to come back to.
Well, and I was just glad when Merritt was outside smoking today instead of smoking in here as he did all last week. That is like, well, it's right. June 1st. You got to take it outside, buddy.
That smoking ban really affects you?
I think, yeah, it did. You know, the whole place, we got her aired out for you on your way back. Merritt said, you know, we're going to play this up last week. It's about a half a pack during the hour.
I heard about 11:45 last night. Just, you thought it was fog. You thought it was low-lying clouds and fog throughout Nebraska. No, getting those last heaters going.
Heaters are all going. They're still going. They're still going outside, though. That is in effect. Doug, while you were gone, what is the biggest thing? What's the number one that you wrote down?
Royals suck.
Wow.
But, Tony, we're into that spot again where the Cubs aren't playing well, the Royals aren't playing well, the Rockies aren't playing well. What is a Midwesterner to do that wants to root for a baseball team? Except for the Yankee fans out there, and I'll give them credit. The Yankees are playing well, despite really their pitching, kind of up in the air. I mean, Java's not hot. Pettit's not doing all that much. Chin-Ming Wong finally comes back, and he does okay. They get beat, though, yesterday. There's just not a lot. I mean, who you root for? There's not a lot of enthusiasm in baseball. You got the NBA playoffs. You got LeBron going down in what I think is amazement to all. And, of course, all you'll hear about, today and tomorrow and yesterday is, we should have just taken a little deeper look. Orlando really is a better team with Dwight Howard, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, don't tell me after it happened. Tell me before it happened.
Well, and the Lakers, what, Doug? One thing we did say here is we constantly harped last week, Orlando's better than Cleveland. And then to find out that Cleveland was favored Saturday night, I was like, they weren't the best team any of the nights they played.
So what are you going to do with the add-on to your house?
I did not know that until halftime of the game. I could not believe it. I ran into a guy. No, I was astounded when they were favored by 2 points. They had not played well the whole series.
They were favored by more than that. Orlando was – no.
Cleveland?
Orlando was favored by two. Orlando was favored by two. The opening line, Orlando was favored by two.
When it came down to game time, the other team, Cleveland, was favored by two.
Game six in Orlando.
Right.
Orlando was favored by two, opening line. Okay. All right. Anyway. And Colin Coward was just talking about how come the semifinals are 2-2-1-1-1 and the finals are 2-3-2? And that's a lot of traveling, especially because it's Orlando to L.A. I mean, you know, it's got to be New York to L.A. What could be farther than that? So these first two games, very important. The Lakers must defend their home court. The Lakers, huh, did they beat Denver? I think so. I think they did. 4-2. But again, both series were pretty compelling, very competitive, I think. The problem with the competitive part of the Orlando-Cleveland series was Cleveland always got up, and Orlando always came back. They should have won it in five.
Totally, totally true.
I mean, LeBron James hits that turnaround jumper in game two. That's one of their wins. And then in game five, what was it, 33-10 as I'm watching it in Vegas?
Yeah.
33-10. And by the middle of the third quarter, this baby, well, it's a one-point game
right.
at half. And Orlando's ahead in the third quarter.
Well,
Somehow Cleveland was able to right the ship and get the victory. But, Tony, Orlando, I'm not sure Orlando's not better than the Lakers.
Orlando playing very well. Who is the Orlando point guard that's out that will return a year from now? Many people think.
No, may return for this series.
Jameer Nelson.
Okay. Many people think with that addition, this is such a young team, they think could be one of those things that gets rolling, and that's the team of the East. That LeBron's going to have to, you know, something's going to have to be done on Cleveland's team to get more offensive scorers because after LeBron, you know, you just accept the fact he's going to get 40 a night. He's just that good. Kobe, you accept the fact he's going to get 40. The other people around you, though, have got to step up and somehow get you 65 points. And Cleveland didn't have that. They didn't have it throughout the whole deal.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
And another two-run base hit to right field, and Florida State has scored again. Hello.
That's good.
You know, when I saw 37-6, that's embarrassing. But when it was 31-0,
mm-hmm.
I mean, don't they say, can we? I mean, I don't want to forfeit because then that's in the record books forever, and people will wonder why you forfeit. I'm not going to tell my team to quit. Ohio State.
Big Ten baseball.
And I didn't mean to totally change the subject there. Sorry, but it was time.
So true.
It was time. But, you know, make fun of the Big Ten. Hello, Big 12. You know what? Right now, Tony, there are 10 teams have advanced onto the Super Regionals. 8 of them are number 1 seeds. 2 of them are number 2 seeds. And there's 6 more that will be decided today because we have to go the distance in those regionals. One of the number 2 seeds to win is Arkansas, and Dave Van Horn knocking out Oklahoma. Tony, these are the Big 12 teams that were eliminated yesterday. Kansas, 12-1. Preseason number 1, Texas A&M. Okay, Kansas lose to North Carolina, 12-1. Oregon State, who has won a couple of national championships, eliminates Texas A&M in Fort Worth, 13-5. Arkansas has a no-hitter against Oklahoma in the ninth inning and wins 11-0. Baylor scores 12 runs. Not enough. Minnesota scored 13 runs in the final 3 innings, then held off a 7-run ninth inning by Baylor and won 15-12. Thanks for showing, Baylor. Western Kentucky beats Missouri 11-6. Army, the fourth seed in this regional, playing at the number one team in the country, Texas. The number one national seed is up 10-6 going in to the bottom of the ninth, or going into the ninth. The Longhorns scored 8 runs. Well, it was the bottom of the ninth. It was a grand slam that ended it. So it's 10-10. Grand slam. Texas advances on to Super Regional. Oklahoma State gets beat by Clemson 15-1. Rice beats Kansas State 8-0. I say it's the worst day in the history of the Big 12 Conference in baseball. now, yesterday. The worst. I mean, how could you get your ass kicked any worse than those eight teams did yesterday?
Well, now we've got two of them that have an opportunity to come back today.
I will tell you, Kansas State and Oklahoma State will both be beaten today.
How do you,
I will give you like 5-1.
Oklahoma State.
Five wow. lunches to one.
No, I'm not doing that lunch deal with you again. Because we end up eating a Red Lobster every day with this guy. Will you lose?
I'm just kidding. No, no, no. There's going to be one Big 12 team in the Super Regionals. Eight teams, and most with high seeds. One is making the Super Regional. Ooh, this was such a tough and balanced conference. Yeah, it was balanced. It wasn't tough.
Oh. Or did we beat each other up all year and not have anything left for
bull,
the...
Bull. Bull. Beat each other up in baseball? In baseball? This ain't football. This isn't the physical basketball season. You know what? Every other team that's still playing played as many games and nearly as many innings.
But they weren't...
Horse hockey.
Hey, when you've got to bring it every day, the season gets long. It's
for every team.
Not in other conferences. When you go in, you don't have to be prepared to get out of there with wins.
Florida, Arizona State, North Carolina, Florida State, Cal State Fullerton, LSU. Yeah, that was pretty tough for those teams. You know, they had cakewalks. No, I'm not buying it. Shame on you, Big 12. Shame on you. And most of them got off to good starts on day one and just folded over the weekend. A lot of these teams are coming back through the loser's bracket and knocking them out.
Well, hopefully we get a couple more in there to save face. We've only got two opportunities. Oklahoma State, who didn't practice last week because they couldn't believe they were in the tournament.
Yeah, Oklahoma State and Kansas State. And I'm going to hang my hat on that.
Yeah, tough rice. Not an easy place to go and win.
Texas should make it to the College World Series. I like there with the TCU. And then they'll get probably Florida in the first game there at the College World Series. And if I read this right, Texas would have the first game of the College World Series if they make it in, if the brackets hold face there. Now they may change that up, but why would they?
Kind of interesting, all those one seeds advancing because, you know, since the national top eight seeds, not since 2003, Rice was the last champion out of there. So,
well, six of the eight have already advanced on. Two of the eight, Oklahoma and UC Irvine, who were the 6 and 7 seeds, are out. So games that are still to be determined, opponents, Georgia Tech and Southern Miss in the Atlantic region, or the Atlanta region, excuse me, Clemson and Oklahoma State, East Carolina and South Carolina, also Vanderbilt and Louisville, Mississippi and Western Kentucky, and then you've got Rice and Kansas State. So those are the super regionals that are opponents or folks that are still to be determined trying to get in to super regionals.
East Carolina, South Carolina, 5 o'clock today. Mississippi, Western Kentucky, 7 o'clock. Everything else, 6 o'clock tonight. The one thing Damon Day said last week is, you got to watch
who?
A great matchup. Oh, he's this guy we had in. He said, Virginia making the ACC champion fly across the country. Remember that? He says, that is a brutal bracket with UC Irvine, San Diego State with the number one, and then the defending champion in Fresno State Bulldogs. Not only do they fly across the country, they beat the number one draft pick. He ends his season at 13-1. They hit a home run off of him, scored another run in the second. They beat him and then run right out of there, and they are advancing on. So I think that's maybe the big surprise when you look at the first round.
Other good news, Texas A&M men's golf team, your NCAA national champions, and the reason that is important for two, it's a Big 12 school in men's golf, but John Hurley from O'Neill, a former guest on the Doug and Daddy Show, was one of the five men that helped bring home this national championship. We are efforting to have John on the show sometime this week to talk about the national championship and the new format. They changed the format for the first time ever. This came down to match play, and the NCAA couldn't have been any more happy because the number one golfers finished it up, and it came down to the last hole in a 2-2 tie, and the Texas A&M young man birdied the last hole.
Hit it to 3 inches?
Bronson Burgoon sealed the win with a clutch birdie. After he let a big lead slip away against Arkansas's Andrew Landry, he lost 4 straight holes
oh.
to square the match. Bruin slashing out of the rough. Ball landed on the green, trickled towards it, nearly went in the hole, stopping 6 inches from the cup. Yep. So there you go. John Hurley, a state champion out of O'Neill, he beat his man 6-4. So they had all the teams come in. They played the stroke play over 3 days, and then that whittled the field down to 8 in that bracket format, and Texas A&M comes away as the national champion.
This is the first year they've done that, to your knowledge?
Yep. No, this is the first year they've done that, period.
Anyway, to, I don't know how they come up with that idea, but whatever.
So there, and Steve Stricker wins on the golf. Of course, I've brought some interesting informational sheets back for Daddy to study about Tiger Woods, odds for the U.S. Open, odds coming out of the City of Lights in Las Vegas, what they think about a variety of things, baseball, basketball, golf, football. It's all there, and we'll discuss some of that as well. What else did we miss over the last week, Tony?
You know, really, Doug, this is I looked at today, and thinking about the show topics actually for the next month, what do sports fans in Nebraska have to look forward to? Is it the golf tournament schedule that many of the area golfers, the scrambles that they go to? What exactly do you look forward to? When I was looking around at the baseball teams, you said exactly right. Cubs stinking it up, Royals stinking it up, all the Midwest teams really stinking it up. Is it, I don't know, is it Nebraska football? I think if you pulled 10 people, 9 out of 10 would say they're gearing up on June 1st, still 3 months away. We're 90 days away from anything going on. Well, we're 2 months away from practice starting. But seriously, for any information being released, other than maybe some injury news, we're 2.5 months away. I already think, I don't know that there's that much. Is the NBA who, we said last week, Doug, in central Nebraska, that there was more talk about the NBA this year than I would say in the last 10 years. People, for some reason, and maybe it was because of the superstars involved.
Lakers.
Well, you really had a big four with Carmelo, Dwight Howard, Kobe, and LeBron. I think that drew the interest. But people were actually interested in it. Turn that game on if
people
it wasn't on.
People were interested or you were interested?
People were interested. When you went downtown, the games were on and people paid attention. I mean, there was actual interest in the NBA, which I never thought you'd see in central Nebraska. Is it the NBA Finals people are looking forward to? I just don't know what you look forward to as a sports fan this time of year. 1-888-455-3776. Tell us.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat. Plus, there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
The 2009 Cottonwood Festival in Hastings has something for everyone. It's 3 big days, June 19th, 20th, and 21st, with artisans from across the country creating and selling one-of-a-kind treasures. Bring the whole family to Brickyard Park in Hastings for food, art, and music. Featuring the jazz group Bill Wimmer Project Omaha, taking the stage Friday night, June 19th at 7.
Why are my eyes always full of this vision of you?
Then come back Saturday for the Charlie Daniels Band.
And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
To Tickets good for all 3 days are $15 in advance, and children 12 and under get in free with an adult. For more information, log on to cottonwood-festival.org. It's the event of the summer, and you don't want to miss it. The 20th Annual Cottonwood Festival, celebrating the arts, June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Brickyard Park in Hastings. Log on to cottonwood-festival.org.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone.
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Little pitch in the air, left center field. That is deep. Looking up. Goodbye.
On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast. We'll have considerable cloud cover, scattered rain showers and storms early on. Then we'll have redevelopment this afternoon. Heading on into our Monday evening, we'll have a high temperature near 80 degrees for tonight. Overnight low near 58 degrees. Currently 73.
Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back. What's going on that's going to excite you in the month of June? 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can fire us emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. I know we've got all-star games really going to get going here, and American Legion baseball is going on for the kids. But the Huskers are not playing baseball, and nothing is going on with the Huskers right now.
Might be the College World Series. Is it the U.S. Open going on the third week of this month? Only 2 weeks away from that. 2.5 weeks away of that. I don't know. I mean, would you have followed the French Open at all if Nadal hadn't been...
Well, Nadal out and Roger Federer almost out. He was down 2-0 and came back to win. So give us a call. Give us your email. Give us your ideas. We'd love to hear from you. And not about what you want us to cover. That's not it. We're talking about what you have coming up exciting that maybe we haven't touched on. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Former UNK Loper and UNK graduate and Doug and Daddy Show guest Travel Delagnev is now America's top heavyweight. At the World Team Trials in Council Bluffs last night, he beat U.S. Olympian and wrestling legend Steve Mako 2-1 to win the tournament and earn a spot on the U.S. team that will compete at the World Championships at the end of September in Denmark. So a lot of folks there from Nebraska and UNK, of course, is being held in Council Bluffs, so a lot going on. And remember that in freestyle competition, if a period ends with a tie, Tony, the winner is determined by who scored with an offensive move. So Delagnev says three matches with that guy, not easy. I blew the second match. I have a lot to work on, but I'm glad to work on it as the number one guy. Earlier this year, Delagnev beat Mako, the former star at Iowa and Oklahoma State, in the finals of the New York AC International. Mako came back to beat Delagnev in the finals of the U.S. Nationals in April. To reach the best of three series with Mako, Delagnev first had to win the challenge bracket Sunday afternoon. Once you're on top, it's a lot easier to stay on top in wrestling. The bottom line is here, once you're on top, a lot easier. And if you want more information, go to the official site for USA Wrestling, themat.com, themat.com.
Okay, this qualifies him for the world championship, but does nothing for the Olympics?
Well, I think now as long as he's number one, and I could be wrong on this, but I think as long as he's number one, he will, you know, he's going to be the number one heavyweight. Now Mako has to come back through and beat him, and they'll be qualifying for the Olympics when that comes around, but we're a little ways away from that.
No, but, I mean, if this had been the year and he beats Mako, he's the Olympian going for it all. I mean, this is the equivalent this year.
Yeah. Now, remember, and I'm not trying to diminish what Tervell did because he's now number one, and you probably want to win all the time, but world team, Denmark, you know. Mako's been to a few things. Now Tervell has to find that fire and stay on top. And Mako will be back. There's no doubt about it.
Does he get paid? How do these guys make their living? Wrestling? Freestyle wrestling? I don't know. Do track athletes, I think they get sponsored by Adidas. I mean, Usain Bolt certainly makes a lot of money getting sponsorships, I would assume. As a wrestler, do you get sponsored? I don't know that. Nobody knows that, apparently.
They have their ways. Jimmy Johnson, he wins yesterday.
Yes.
You care about the NHL? Detroit's up 2-0. They won them both 3-1.
There's some fights and some aggression, but it's...
I made a prediction last week, a prediction sure to go wrong. I said, it's the same Stanley Cup as last year, Pittsburgh against Detroit. And I said, oh, Pittsburgh will do a lot better this year against them. Yeah.
Yeah, but now Pittsburgh's going home. I mean, they played two games in two nights in Detroit.
Yeah, but Detroit's tough. They got all those old-school veterans, and you're already down 2-0. That's going to be a tough hole to dig out of. I think Pittsburgh's going to get one at home, but they might go down 4-1, 4-2 in this thing.
Okay. John Buck got hurt over the weekend, so our favorite Royal, he's hurt. Both of our favorite Royals are hurt now.
Brian Peña called up to replace Buck.
Hey, all right.
Hey, got a Dead Popper email here.
Okay.
Home of the armor lining. Hey, it says, not that we didn't miss you, Doug, but Catula and Dave were great last week. Daddy was even better than usual. That was almost a comp.
So. Is that from your mom?
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Unbelievable.
Hey, by the way, got an email over the weekend. Daddy, my husband listens to your show every day while driving the mail route. He heard your show this morning about Sand Green golf courses. Just thought I'd let you know there's another Sand Greens course out there. The Burning Sands Golf Course near Scotia.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 9-hole course ran by volunteers. The green fees are $5 for all day. Thank you, Deb. Appreciate that email.
Yeah. I've played that more than once.
See, Damon had never played Sand Greens, and that's how I got started. I said, well, I think Lawrence was the one I came up with. Then we got an email that said there's one in Callaway. And then
Dannebrog
was the third one, and now we've got Scotia.
I'm not sure if there's still one around Mullen or Thetford. Maybe Dave or Eddie would know, could let us know. Around Thetford, maybe Mullen. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Maybe Fast Eddie.
So you were talking about that, huh?
So we were talking about, and I was telling him about, it's kind of like oily sand, and you start, so if you one putt it, you normally one putt everything if you can putt straight, from what I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, but if you're playing a Sand Greens tournament, you're probably not for sure putting straight all the time.
It's wild, huh?
It's different. Have you ever played?
Never have.
Wow. It's been a while. But, yeah, it's different.
You don't have anything north of Ward, Burwood, no?
Sargent has an artificial green. It's like turf.
Yeah.
That's tough because, obviously, you can't make the ball, you know, just kind of bite or spin too much. You know?
Turf like on a cement pad, basically?
Yeah, sure. Whatever, sure. Okay. Steve Harley. Rough weekend for Steve. Police stopped his car at 32nd and Holdridge. Harley ran but was caught by police after a short foot chase.
You never get away running.
He was lodged in the Lancaster County Jail. Lodged, I like that word. On suspicion of failure to comply and driving under the influence. He was also cited for operating a motor vehicle without a license and making an improper turn. Oh, okay, so there we get to the reason he was actually pulled over. Making an improper turn.
Didn't go to the inside lane.
You know, I think this boils down to Doc not getting athletes in. If we can't even outrun the cops, I mean, come on. Come on. Get some athletes.
You see old Cookie Miller? Last week, he's going to Miami, Ohio, I believe. You know, remember
That's close to home. That's close to Virginia,
well, that's what
right?
He said, yeah. He wanted to get a little. You know what? And it, you know, 5'7", I said it's just probably a little tough to play in the Big 12. Well, him and Doc both figured that out.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Our Kearney Colonel update, that's right, the town team baseball team, wrapped up their final game in the Brookings South Dakota tournament yesterday by losing in the semifinals to the Jamestown North Dakota squad. Jamestown won 4-1, and went on to win the tournament by beating Green Isle, Minnesota, 15-4. The Colonels won the first two games of the tournament, 6-3 over Aberdeen and 3-0 over the host, Brookings Cubbies. Well, even those Cubbies are getting their ass kicked, to win Pool A and advance to the four-team single elimination tournament Sunday. The tournament consisted of state champions and runners-up from Nebraska, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The Colonels are now 4-1 and will host Grand Island Sunday at West Lincoln Way Park in Kearney.
Cool. Good job, gentlemen.
Hey, Kearney Post 52 juniors are off to a 6-0 start. Congratulations to them as well. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Doug and Daddy show today, and some of it will take us to baseball. Some of it will take us to the Kearney sporting world. Some of it will take us to some things outside of sports today as well. Want to talk a little more baseball. We've got some more emails we want to get to, but we want to remind you that Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to get all your gear for baseball, softball, and summer athletics. Now, again, you're going to get into camps. Camps are starting. You've got Mr. and Miss Basketball, you've got tournaments, you've got summer leagues. It's not just baseball and softball. They've got the shorts, the shirts. Heck, by the time you played last winter, you've probably grown. All the kids have grown. You need some new stuff, or you need some replacement stuff or some backup gear, or maybe you need something comfortable just to watch the kids in and travel around. Misco's has it all for you on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And when it comes to baseball and softball, whether it's little boys or little girls or big boys and big girls, fast pitch, slow pitch, softball, baseball, it's all there. Misco Sports has the gear you need on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Also, Greg fires in Sand Greens. There's one in Springview and one in Butte. I know it's $2 all day in Springview.
All right, we're up to what, 5 or 6 now.
Think you ever have to yell 4 there? Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today, right now. Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast. We'll have considerable cloud cover, scattered rain showers and storms early on. Then we'll have redevelopment this afternoon. Heading on into our Monday evening, we'll have a high temperature near 80 degrees for tonight. Overnight low near 58 degrees. Currently 73.
We'll be right back. Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after a few days of vacation. And it's about time for you to take some, ain't it?
Oh, I need some.
Yeah.
That was a hard week.
Yeah.
The hard week.
Are you worried about LeBron not shaking hands?
No. You know, all year long with having the home record that they did, you know, everybody thought that it was going to be LeBron Kobe. He just disappointed. You know, he doesn't show up for the press conference. Probably is one of the elite in the NBA. Probably if LeBron had to do it over today, he would have talked to the media. You just, it's the moment. The moment captures you, and it's tough to put those things beside. It, you know what? He gets hounded all the time, constantly. Let the guy go. His image is too good. He does everything right. I don't know that there's ever been a bad thing wrote about him. Still goes back to his high school, his junior high, does things with the kids. No. Let the guy go. You'll be able to talk to him plenty. Got time now.
Who you will shake hands with, though, when you see the corn growing in your field or the beans, and you go, woohoo.
Well, I'll be dying.
Like those fag. Oh, what? Whoa. That almost came all the way out. Did I say those fabulous announcers yesterday at NASCAR? Here comes Jimmy Johnson. Yippee! Really? Did he just say that? What? Who? Which one of those ex-con drivers?
I have no idea. I don't even
watch. Darrell Waltrip. Yeah. Darrell Waltrip. I heard the clip again this morning on SportsCenter and around the world and wherever it was. Yippee! Really? Okay, pro. Yippee! Hall of Fame driver. Yippee!
Oh, I can hardly wait for our first football game. I'm going to give a yippee out this fall.
Yippee! I mean, it's like, and here he comes into the fart, into the turn four, and on the way up. Yippee! Oh, well, thanks for letting me finish in the race call there. I'd have absolutely punched it. I'd have punched it. I'd say, you ever do that again, I'm absolutely just not going to – I'm going to throw you out of the booth.
Because,
yippee!
Doug, when somebody does that, it's not quality. With Dynagro, it's quality.
Exactly.
And you expect to receive consistently an outstanding product. Dynagro Seed has developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increased stands, and maximum yield potential. At Dynagro, they only sell products that meet or exceed their measurements for success, from germination to seed size to treatments and packaging. Quality is in the details. Call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today. Maybe between plant and cultivate and everything's going well for you, you're looking ahead. Maybe you're looking ahead towards next year just to get some ideas. YieldGuard VT Triple, ask them about the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. Ask them about the Roundup Ready soybeans. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today.
1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Larry in Lawrence is joining us on the program today. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Doug. I played golf with you at Holdridge quite a few years ago, but whatever.
You were better. You were better than me, right?
I don't know. Toss up.
So your game's not that strong either. Is that what you're telling me?
Some days not.
Well, hey, what's going on?
Oh, we got the Men's Cowchip Open at the Lawrence Country Club, the 14th of June. It's always the second Sunday every year, and you guys were talking about it, so I just thought I'd just buzz in. If anybody, it's a free, or not a free, it costs you $20. You get a chicken dinner and 18 holes of golf, and there might be a few other things there, too.
That's coming up on the 14th, and that's the Sand Green course at Lawrence, right?
Right.
Now, for people that, if anybody in the area is interested, you don't go to Lawrence. It's actually, what, about 3 miles west of town?
Yeah, you're right. It's 4 miles on the 4 mile corner. Yeah, miles west. Yep.
4 miles west of Lawrence, 14th of June, if you want to come out. What time does that get going?
6 o'clock in the morning. You can get a tee time whenever you show up there. Yep.
Well, it sounds like fun, Larry. Thanks for the call. Well, of course, you just said it, so we'll let the people know. Take care. Coming up in Lawrence just a couple Sundays. So there's your opportunity. You, Damon, get a group together, go slap it around the Sound Greens at Lawrence, get some food, have a good day, have a little tournament, meet some people.
Teach us how to rake. Because
you like to pee. Yeah, well, the Sand Greens tournaments that I've played in, they usually get the little kids out there.
Oh.
And they have an ice cream bucket, And then you just throw in some change, and they rake, you know, you kind of tip them. You kind of tip them, then you don't have to rake it. The kids do. They make some money. The course stays nice. You don't have to rake. You know, don't need some amateur out there. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Dent Popper inbox. Of course, don't forget, we've got our Ace Hardware and Toro Bull or No Bull email. I don't think we've had a No Bull or Bull email. We've had quite a few today, but none of them have really been standing on a topic one way or the other, telling us about some sand greens. And, you know, although the one we did get from your mom might be kind of No Bull, she said you were okay last week. It could be our No Bull email today, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. Fire them off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Okay, we've touched on the NBA Finals, the NHL. Derek, the World Series of Poker is underway, and the biggest event, the new biggest event, the $40,000 event. I think the pros are trying to find a way to have an event that's just their own, and they had just over 200 entries, and it's in the books.
Yeah, and something interesting about this tournament, before we go into the results, Harrah's and the Rio has actually said that this is a one-time thing for now. They might not have it again next year, and some of the pros, Mike Mattisau included, said $40,000 event, the first event of the series. What, you're trying to break us all on day one? So I don't know if it's going to be back next year, but nonetheless, of 201 people in the tournament, full chock full of pros, and this 37-year-old Russian Vitaly Lunkin makes his way through all of the pros, gets heads up with Isaac Haxton, another pro, and ends up winning it all. $1.17 million goes to him for taking it down. And a lot of other tournaments going on right now. I think there's 57 total in the World Series of Poker. But this one of the biggest buy-ins, and it goes to show that even a field chock full of pros like that, I mean, if you catch some cards, you play well. Obviously, this guy's a ringer. I mean, he plays poker, but not professionally, and he made it through, so 1.17 to him.
A lot of satellites were going on while I was out there. In fact, Lisa Parsons, the pro who we had on the show last month, talked to her while I was out there. She actually won a satellite. And this is where it gets confusing for the non-poker fan. She didn't play in the tournament because she got tournament chips, which you could use for this, but you could also break those down and enter a lot more of the less expensive tournament.
Correct. The way they run satellites now, it's amazing, and this is how a lot of people that can't afford to you know, buy $1,000, $1,500, $10,000.
Before you get too deep, this is how the Chris Moneymaker thing got going. He won that $2.5 million by playing a $40 satellite online. What that means is everybody throws in $40. You got 10 guys at your table, or 9, or whatever it happens to be. And then you have to make it through that. Maybe you have to make it through 3 tables. But the point is, everybody throws in X amount, 40, 100, whatever. And then there's that many people in, specifically that many, so that whoever wins it would get the $10,000 or whatever to buy into the main event.
Correct. If there was 100 players each buying in for $100, then the last guy standing would have the $10,000 buy-in to the main event. But you mentioned that you can break it down. You could go and say, you know what, I'll just take that $10,000 in cash. And the casino will go ahead and say, okay, well, you have $10,000. It's whether it's an entry fee or whether we give it to you in cash, either way. Or you can also say, hey, can I get a $5,000 entry into this event and two $2,500 entries into a couple other events? You can do it that way too. So they're very flexible as far as satellites
go.
And
that's what Lisa has decided to do, and we hope to catch up with her a little bit later on, because the main event doesn't begin till July. I mean, I went to the Rio. I played a little bit at the Rio. I saw, you see it on TV, and it was not full, obviously, by any means, but there was a lot of action going on before this even got going. It's amazing.
Care to name drop anybody? Was anybody? No, nobody.
No, there was a Mattisau sighting. Not by me, but there was a Mattisau sighting and some other pros. I just
didn't know.
They didn't want any part of this.
Yeah!
They didn't want any part of this. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see our friend Mike at the Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, stopped by the Mandalay Bay. Beautiful as always. I would recommend eating at Strip Steak, one of the maybe the finest establishment there at the Mandalay. Saw the shark reef, saw the pool, the wave pool. Oh, Mandalay Bay, people. Mandalay Bay. It's where it's at. A couple of other things in the sports world before we take our last break and come back with some personal stuff. Had a good time on vacation. We'll talk a lot more about the Vegas odds and things like that later on in the week. How in the world can Manny Ramirez get into the All-Star game? Why would you select him, and why would the fans vote him in? That's the big deal today, is that Major League Baseball cannot keep Manny from playing in the All-Star game if he is so chill. What? How is a fan, A, can you vote him in? And there's no way he gets in if the fans don't vote him in. I mean, so it's so ludicrous, I can't believe it. And if he makes it, the Philadelphia Phillies manager is the manager, I would just tell Manny, don't bother. Don't bother. And if you do bother showing up, you're not playing. I don't care. Bring your, you know, if that throws everybody up in arms, big deal. I'm the manager. Come in, take your photo ops if you want to be the good guy and do all that, which I doubt he would. You know, stay home. Decline the invitation, Manny. Do something. It's just unbelievable. Also, Tim Clark is choking. Wow. Tim Clark, PGA Tour, looking for his first ever victory, and he's still 70-1. He's not even in the field for the U.S. Open. If you want to wager, you can still get him at 70-1. Tim Clark bogeys the last hole, misses a 3-foot putt on the first playoff hole, and then hits the pin on the second playoff hole, and the ball goes. So he loses yesterday, the Colonial.
Yeah, the Colonial paid almost $1.2 million.
Got to do what you got to do to get the people there. Also a choke, Alabama softball. Nice job last night. In a game where nobody scores and you've got the big wig pitcher that pitched back-to-back no-hitters last week in the regional, super regionals or whatever. You know, they're kind of come all the way back, force that deciding game to play for the national championship. Alabama's up 5-2. They're playing well. We go to the bottom of the seventh and final inning. Two outs. Florida hits a grand slam home run on something that looked like you were low casting for fish. I don't even know how she got a bat on the ball. Hits a grand slam home run, and Alabama goes home losing 6-5.
Punch in the stomach.
Oh.
Kick in the face. Call it what you want.
That's not good. That's not good. The Big 12 has announced the portion of the preseason or the non-conference football telecasts that are on TV. Nothing new from Nebraska. Nothing new at all. The one thing that it does look like is all the games outside of Virginia Tech are going to either be pay-per-view or not televised at all. That's one thing that it looks like right now. The opening weekend, you're going to be able to see Georgia at Oklahoma State, Missouri versus Illinois, and BYU versus Oklahoma, along with Colorado State at Colorado. Those are opening weekend games.
And I would rather see them than Florida Atlantic.
Other games that you're going to get to see in the non-conference, Colorado at Toledo, Houston at Oklahoma State, Duke at Kansas. That's in football, people. Tulsa at Oklahoma, Missouri at Nevada, Texas Tech at Houston, Colorado at West Virginia, and then it gets into the Big 12 conference slate. So just that passing along for you. So anything else that you want to touch on in the sports world?
No, Douglas. Let's go to a break.
We'll go to a break. The radio world, in more than one way, has been affected by tragedy over the weekend, and we would like to pay our respects after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paws gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paws is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Hey, cars are unpredictable. Loose nut and a squeaky wiper blade pop up and suddenly you can't see and things start falling apart. At Advance Auto Parts, it's all about being prepared. Getting ready in advance with the right tools and offers to keep the wheels turning. So right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and get a Skill Power Wrench Set valued at $29.99 for free with mail-in rebate. See store for details, see more clearly with new wiper blades, and stay prepared with a free power wrench. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally-minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, God.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast. We'll have considerable cloud cover, scattered rain showers and storms early on. Then we'll have redevelopment this afternoon. Heading on into our Monday evening, we'll have a high temperature near 80 degrees for tonight. Overnight low near 58 degrees. Currently 73.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox, talking about Manny Ramirez possibly playing in the All-Star game. He doesn't come off the 50-game suspension until July 3rd, and then the All-Star game is like 7 days later. Email here goes, but if you tell Manny not to bother, he's going to show up just to spite because it's all about him.
Well, I'm not sure he would in this instance. I'm not sure he would. He seems to have kind of found at least a little bit of happiness in Los Angeles, kind of got away from maybe all the hounding he maybe got in Boston.
Well, today, and we wrap up the sports for today. We'll have more on as the week progresses, as we kind of put the show together and get some things going. But I get back from a vacation on Saturday, and it was a couple of real bad news things. And one, I think a lot of people have become familiar with. Well, I think a lot of people are familiar with both, but the second, maybe folks don't know that it affects us here at our Platte River Radio family, and specifically here at Power 99 and ESPN Radio. And we'll touch on that second because it involves the horrible crash that occurred by Broken Bow this weekend that killed a family, portions of a family. And then there was also the sad news that we learned yesterday. And as we've said before, although we are competitors, we hope that we are friends and we work together well. And that is the longtime general manager and a well-liked owner and then general manager, but not anymore as it moved on to NRG Media, John McDonald of KGFW, Hits 106, Y102. Basically, there's our radio stations in Kearney, and then John was in charge of that group of radio stations as well as those in Holdridge and KMTY. He had some health issues and had been in the hospital for a while.
Kind of thought they had him cleared up and everything was on the up and up.
Yeah, and he passed away in his sleep yesterday morning, and just 63 years of age. I knew John while I was in Kearney, probably got to know him a little bit better just in the last few years, but you've probably known him a little bit longer than I have, Tony, and probably have done a few more things on a social level and a personal level with John. I know a lot of our mutual friends, John is a big-time golfer, and a lot of our friends had some fun with John, and John passed away. His services will be Thursday at the Holy Cross Church, and you can find out a whole lot more from our friend's website over at KGFW.
Yeah, his wife happened to be from the Bertrand from Bertrand, and so there's a connection there, roughly the same age as my parents, and I'm just really surprised, I guess, or shocked. I actually got a chance to see him last week. Doug, we normally, or about 80% of the time, go to lunch after the show, and after a restaurant, came out, and John and his wife were standing there, and I went over and I said, you know, how you doing? How you feeling? I've been thinking about you. And he said, well, you know, this oxygen deal. He said, well, something, but they think I'm going to be all right. He said, not very much fun, but I guess I'll just deal to live with it. And laughed, and always upbeat. And I, you know, if you've ever heard John public speak or get out and be, you know, truly one of the funny guys, always a smile on his face, and just a big shock, I think, to everybody in Kearney when the news came out.
So we here at the Doug and Daddy Show and all the folks at Platte River Radio, our condolences to the McDonald family. And we know it's a tough day over at the KGFW et al. Studios here in downtown Kearney. Secondly, and this was just an amazing, shocking, and it always would be whether you know these folks or not, but when it came to the Broken Bow crash, and I'm going to refer to because there's been a recently updated story here just in the last few minutes on the World Herald website at omaha.com. But one of the folks that I had the pleasure to work with for about 4 years was Trisha Ida, who was in the car wreck this weekend, along with her husband Thad and stepson Jacob. Also, their stepdaughter and young baby. Thad had three kids. This was both the second marriage for both. Thad had three kids. They got together and were just a great couple. And then they had one child themselves, who was a 19-month-old daughter, who was also in the vehicle. Jaylin, who these babies, I guess, in the car seats and all that, but the babies and the youngsters always seem to be the toughest. And she came through it without a scratch. Unfortunately, the stepdaughter, Marty, is still being treated in critical condition in Omaha, and Thad and Trisha and Jacob were killed in that car accident. Also, a 17-year-old Gentry Doan of Ansley, who was, from what we understand, and I know the name, and just an outstanding athlete, according to this Omaha World Herald story, his uncle says that he is in intensive care in Kearney and has injuries, broken his ankles, his back, and he will have surgeries in Kearney this week. So, and then there's also one daughter who was not in the car at all. So it's just a horrible tragedy as they piece together when services will be and things like that. But Trisha was, and I got to know Thad because he was up from the Erickson Bartlett area, worked a lot through Ashton, worked a lot in this area. A lot of people in the area knew these folks. Trisha was into rodeoing. She was a trackster. She comes from Kansas.
Barrel race.
Yeah. And just, you know, what do you say? It was just, it's horrible. We know the people. A lot of people are still in shock about that. Just wanted to say Trisha was one of the greatest people I ever worked with. Always had a smile on her face. Even after some of the sales meetings around here, still had a smile on her face. And they'll be sorely missed. And the kids, they go to school at Elmwood Murdoch. And they dealt with a tragedy last year, losing three young high school kids in a car wreck. And the whole thing is just horrible, and we want to, again, our thoughts and prayers are out to the Ida family, Thad's family, Trisha's family, our prayers for those that are still in the hospital, so that everything, I guess, from this point can come out as best as possible. So our thoughts, our prayers with the family, and we wish them all that we can wish them at this time. There's not much you can say more than that, and hopefully they make it through this very difficult time. I mean, a tragedy like this is unspeakable. And, again, we just wanted to give our thoughts and prayers out to the family.
Well, and more Doug and Daddy Show the rest of the week. We're both in all week long. You know what? We're wide open, folks. If you've got somebody out there you want to hear on the Doug and Daddy Show, give us a shout via email. Call us 1-888-455-376. Always willing to take those suggestions.
Again, we just want to say we appreciate all the emails we got today. A lot more going on as the NBA and NHL playoffs continue this week. We'll get into more Major League Baseball. The Super Regionals will be set in the NCAA tournament, weather permitting, when we get back to you on the show tomorrow as well. So glad to be back. Glad to be here. Hope June goes even better than May went for you, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Hey, I want to congratulate Scott Phillippe and Dave Howe, winners of the third annual Johnson Lake Walleye Tournament.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.